Next to the football players and the football, game day wouldn't be complete without what you're going to eat. And that's why we are going to help you fill your plate with the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate. Kent Birdwell of the Blue Pig, nice enough to help us help you on game day. Now, this recipe that we're going to talk about today, it's actually one, believe it or not, it starts when you get up in the morning because you're going to make coffee. It's coffee steak.
This is correct, and this is what you will use for your leftover coffee grounds. This is a fun recipe to share with friends and just a way to use our leftover coffee grounds. It's a good one.
Coffee steak, well, it starts with some wet coffee grounds.
Not dry, just your leftover coffee grounds out of the coffee. You need a, I would say half a cup.
So you're going to put in the coffee grounds here. Okay, what are we going to add into the coffee grounds?
So you want to add a half cup of sugar, brown sugar.
Not white sugar, not dark brown, light brown?
Light brown sugar is my favorite with this recipe.
So we're talking a half a cup of coffee grounds and a half a cup of brown sugar. Now what are we going to do?
Okay, so that is your base. Your next step is to kind of spice it up. Obviously, you need salt and pepper. What I would recommend, about a teaspoon of each. I like to use kosher salt and a teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper.
All right, we're getting the pepper in, and we've got now the coffee grounds and the brown sugar.
And now it's got the salt and pepper, and now you need to add a little zing to it. And I like to use, you know, a little paprika and then chili powder. That's the next ingredients, and about a teaspoon of each of those.
A teaspoon of each of those. And this is all combined together for our marinade, right, for the coffee steak.
This is correct. And now if you want a little bit more spice, you can add a little bit more chili powder. Or if it needs a little bit more saltness, you just add it as well. But this is a good base to start from. You can also be adventurous and add a little bit more spin to it as well. But it's a really good, fun recipe to use. This is great with a New York strip. And that's what we're going to use today.
Okay, a New York strip. Now, this marinade is going to be these ingredients: a half a cup of coffee grounds, the half a cup of brown sugar,
teaspoon of black pepper and salt. Start there. Taste it. Does it feel good on point? Then you add your teaspoon of paprika and chili powder, and add more if you like. But that's a good base to start from.
And this will be enough marinade for how many steaks?
This would be a marinade for 4 steaks.
Okay, so remember, when you're making this recipe, if you've got more than 4 people coming over, or more than 4 people that are going to eat more than 1 steak because it's so good, you need to make a little more.
Well, it's also going to be so good because the Vols are going to win, and we're going to celebrate with a great steak.
Exactly. Okay, so then, now that our marinade is all prepared, how long do we need to let the steak soak in this marinade?
It's halftime, and see, by the time the game's over, be it like 90 minutes or so. So I would say just marinate the steaks now. And what you do is just get a spoon and ladle on top of the steaks and just pat it on both sides and let it rest in the fridge and let it kind of marinate and kind of seep in for that 90 minutes to 2 hours. And then when the game is finished, you'll be ready to put these things on the grill and enjoy.
So if we want to eat them at halftime, we need to marinate them before the game starts. And if we want to eat them after the game, unless we're going into overtime, but we just want to win the first time around.
We do. I've always been a big Vol fan. Go Vols. It's going to be an exciting new year for the new coach and the young players we have. And it's going to be a challenge, I'm sure. It's a tough season, but these are good kids and a good coach. So I'm hopeful that it's going to be a good game and a great season.
And I know that it's going to be a wonderful season to eat, because every week we're going to share with you a new recipe. It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate. This week's recipe is a coffee steak. Are we going to throw one on the grill?
Yes, I'm ready to eat.
And you will be too, after you make Kent Birdwell from the Blue Pig his coffee steak. It's your Blue Pig Pigskin Plate recipe of the week. So we've talked about the recipe, and we've got the ingredients, and it looks and smells delicious, but the thing that I'm not getting here is, what makes you come up with something like, oh, I think I'll just take these coffee grounds, and I'll put some brown sugar and some spices, and then I'll rub it on a steak, and it'll probably be good. How do you come up with something like that, Kent?
So I grew up cooking, love cooking, so I went to school in South Africa, and I can tell a lot more crazy stories, but I did my graduate school in South Africa, and I moved to Zambia, and that's when my brother and I did humanitarian aid work in Africa. And we took a trip to Rwanda, and this was back when Rwanda was still unstable at the time.
What was your degree in?
It was management consulting. Management consultant, master's of a business in management consulting.
Well, that comes in handy in managing a restaurant and owning one, I suppose.
Yes, no, it does. It does. It has helped a lot. But also, my brother also wanted to give back. So we lived in Africa for maybe 8 years on and off doing different projects. But one trip we did in Rwanda was we went to visit the mountain gorillas. And at that time, it was still quite unstable. So you had, you know, armed guards with machine guns in the front and the back for protection. One interesting story is you've been in Rwanda, just a big tea. They have big tea exports and great coffee as well. And that's where I got this inspiration was my brother and I had gone to a restaurant, and he had left for some reason. I was stuck at this restaurant. I was bored. So I went in the kitchen with this other chef.
And they just let you back there.
We were just talking about dishes. Like, oh, I like this, but let's play around and have fun here. So we came up with this recipe, and he did very well with it. I remember coming back the week later and said, my business is great, you know. So it was quite a pleasure to work with him and create something like this. And he enjoyed it, I enjoyed it, and also shared it when I was in Turkey as well at a restaurant up there. But yeah, so in Rwanda it was, I got a funny story to tell you. When we visited the mountain gorillas, I was charged by a female gorilla for a brief moment, but the craziest story was...
But was it wasn't because you smelled like coffee steak, was it?
You know, it could have been. It could have been. It could have been. But the craziest story I have is that when our friends that went before us, you know, there's machine gunners up front and machine gunners in the back for protection, and as they're hiking up this mountain, they hear the gorillas just beating their chest, like, you know.
And the
trees are shaking, like, oh, no, what's going on? What's happening? And the guards got quiet, and it wasn't staged at all, but all of a sudden, the two gorillas in the front and back took their guards away and drug them in the bushes. So there was just four friends just there, not armed, and the gorillas took out their guards.
So what happens?
So the guards come out of the bushes laughing, because the gorillas knew that at a set time, you know, they're going to get visitors. So the gorillas just kind of planned a fake friendly ambush to freak out the tourists.
Well, it works.
It was just hilarious to have these gorillas just take out the guys, the machine gunners, and you're just left alone in the jungle looking around and like, oh, no. And the guys come out of the bushes laughing. Said, don't worry, don't worry. They're just playing and messing around with you. They know you come up here all this time. So I thought that was quite hilarious.
That's fantastic. Who would think that gorillas could, I mean, they're very smart.
They are. They're very smart. They're just, when you visit them in their natural habitat, it was just so fascinating seeing, you know, how they live. So fascinating. But that's in Rwanda. That's where I got, you know, it's a big tea export and coffee exports. And, you know, I just playing around with local ingredients there. And that's where I just kind of came up with this recipe when I was there visiting Rwanda.
Well, Kent Birdwell of the Blue Pig, he did all the work for you. He already has been ambushed by the gorillas, so you don't have to go through that to make this coffee steak.
No, you can experience this. And it's a really good coffee rub for, you know, New York strips and things like that. So it's something a little different if you want a little different spin on your steak some night.
And now anybody who makes it because of this, they have your gorilla story.
Yes, they have the gorilla story. So just be careful when you go visit the gorillas. Rwanda is much safer now. There's no insurgents like there used to be. So it's a beautiful, well-run country right now, thriving, and it's a safe place, and it's a beautiful country. So it's got to be visited sometime soon.
And your safe place can be in your kitchen while you're getting ready for the game, or maybe after the game, grilling these steaks, the coffee steak. It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate with Kent Birdwell of the Blue Pig.